ください。
Welcome to another edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program as we start the second month of the year 2011. I think you get this far, February. It's not February. It's February. February. The foist. And so with that the auspicious beginning, we welcome in a discussion of things that are going on around the country, around the world, Egypt, what is there left to say about Egypt? Well, there's probably plenty left to say because I don't know too much about what's going on. Definitely big item in talk radio this week, the issue-oriented programs, the political programs, all one of them wants to blame Obama. It's easy to blame. Why not? Blame Obama for this. I think the United States, just as sort of a passing comment, the United States saw what was going on and we wimped out. Another circumstance where we show our human side, because that's really what this is. Mubarak is a little teeny guy who has managed to get all the power because there wasn't good education, there wasn't good communication. Egypt is a perfect example of a country 10 years ago, 11 years, sometime in the past. Somebody like George Bush or Bill Clinton ought to have said to Mubarak in a conversation, "Hey, pal, you've made billions. Come on over to the United States and live here and just get the hell out of there." And then they could have stalled or they could have fixed the problem, which now has become a serious, serious, serious situation because the people over there are starving. Meanwhile, this guy is ripping off the country for billions of dollars. Now that there's the internet and everybody knows what's going on, even though the country's not particularly well-educated, there are a lot of well-educated people there. The basic rank-and-file Egyptian is fairly well-educated for that region of the country, but not wonderfully astute at reasoning. And yet, you know, they know when they're hungry. They know when they don't have a job. They don't have any money. Their main staple, 40-some-odd percent of the country, only eats bread. So they see Mubarak living like a king, ripping off what they don't know they suspect, which is basically true. He's been ripping off everybody, including the United States. The family's worth billions. Billions. How do you get to be worth billions when you're the president of a country and get paid the equivalent of about $45,000 a year? How do you become a billionaire? You become a billionaire by becoming a crook.
Right, you're on the take.
Having the power. And we sat and watched this. So we're culpable here in that respect. Now, that's about all I will say. The thing will continue. You hear lots of coverage on in the news and yada, yada, yada. Meanwhile, and that was pretty interesting, this has been lost. This conversation has been lost, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. So the United States still trying to deal with birthright citizenship. And we look at Arizona. Remember talking about this when I was in Arizona a couple of weeks ago. And look around the country and see other states that have talked big, but now are wondering, because of lots of different things, wondering whether or not we ought to have these big battles. Florida and its concern over immigration law, this week stalling in their discussion over concerns about racial profiling. Utah has concerns about wasting local resources on what really is a federal issue. In Texas, business leaders say the immigration bills will discourage development. In South Carolina, a bill to tighten down on illegals is encountering opposition, but a lot of people are pushing hard. There's a new governor there. But it's these people, there is so much pressure brought to bear by the Hispanic interests in this instance. And the political power that they have now, that so damn many of them have come into this country illegally, is, it's incredible. It is incredible that this thing is just melting. And you see all these other things that are happening. And the, you know, I, as loath as I am to get off on a toot here, I guess I'm actually thinking that I ought to get off on a toot.
I'm surprised you weren't on a plane yesterday.
Oh, that's
you're
today.
Armed. You're armed with like a, yeah. with a lot today.
Well, the situation with the regulation, again, back to the United States and where we are. Mm-hmm. Wall Street Journal ran an article last week called The Land of Milk and Regulation. Hmm. Listen to this. You think that this, we talk about how things have changed the last two or three years. And you all know this is not a political program, but we do deal with the issues of the day, the events of the day that are going on. Sometimes, if not most of the time, we have fun with the issues. But I don't know how to have fun. The president said he wanted, during his State of the Union address, to purge regulations that are just plain dumb.
He sure did.
And he laughed about the salmon. So maybe he ought to review a new rule that is supposed to prevent oil spills, like the Gulf oil disaster on the nation's dairy farms. You all know that I'm a dairy farmer. And so when I see these things, this kind of stuff sends me into the ozone. The Environmental Protection Agency has finalized a rule that subjects those of us who are dairy farmers to the Spill Prevention, Control, and Countermeasure Program, which was created in 1970 to prevent oil discharges in waterways near the shore. Now, this, the oil stuff, very understandable, right? But now the EPA somehow has discovered that milk may contain a percentage of animal fat, which is a non-petroleum oil. And so they're concerned that we may have a big problem in Vermont or Wisconsin or someplace like that because of dangerous pollution that comes from animal fat.
Huh.
And so now they put this onto the EPA docket. There are concerns about maple sugar taps and vapors at milk production facilities. The EPA rule requires farms, as well as people who make cheese like I do on my farm, yogurt, ice cream, that sort of thing, to prepare and implement an emergency management plan in the event of a milk spill. Among the requirements, farmers must train first responders, i.e. the fire department, in cleanup and protocol and build containment facilities like berms to mitigate dairy slicks.
Oh, my God. Why don't you just get thousands of cats to come
These
in
plans must be in place by the end of this year. U.S. Department of Agriculture is running a $3 million program to help farmers understand and how they might comply using oil spill regulations and applying them to milk. The final rule, the EPA proposes that the jurisdiction over the specific design of milk containers and associated piping be in the hands of the United States Department of Agriculture and their inspectors. Do you know how many more inspectors these idiots? Idiots! Idiots!
And I'm sorry, what is the proposed danger of spilt milk?
It contains
Someone
a percentage of animal fat.
Oh, my gosh.
This is what's going on. I'm telling you, this is the kind of stuff you're going to run every farmer, every family farm, if it isn't the incursion of the FDA, every family farmer gets run out of business by these idiots that apparently, maybe they're smarter than I am, they figured out how to drive everybody out of business and make sure we're dependent on foreign sources of milk and food just like we are on foreign sources of oil.
And then what's the danger of animal fat spills?
Rich,
if it gets into
the only danger of animal fat is that you're going to get it around your waistline. That's the only damage. That's the only danger. This is ludicrous.
Wow.
More than ludicrous.
I don't understand, though, why what the big fear is. That's what I'm trying to
understand. There isn't any. That's right. The point. There is no. They want to control everything.
But they obviously have a proposed reason.
Because they think animal fat is as petroleum because it's oil.
Right.
It's oil related.
They don't understand that.
They don't understand anything. They are stupid. And we are stupid. Listen to this. The other thing.
He's a little cranked up, isn't he?
Listen to this. The United States Department of Agriculture and the federal government have decided to allow the unrestricted planting of genetically modified alfalfa. Another GMO, genetically modified genetically modified plant. Alfalfa, as most of you may know, is used for the most part to feed the animals, feed cows and horses to a lesser extent. It's one of the prime feeds that I use for my animals. I don't want any damn genetically modified alfalfa. And if you plant it anywhere near regular alfalfa, the same thing happens as the genetically modified. I'm sorry.
It cross-pollinates.
It cross-pollinates. I'm so angry about this. And we continue to roll over to this stuff and not say enough. The survival of farms in our country depends on the control that farmers have over the crops that they grow. The demand by you for natural and organic food, the locavore movement, in recent years has allowed 1,000 or more farms in our country to come back to being healthy. Farmers are now filling a need. The public wants to have good, healthy, wholesome food, uncontaminated by genetically modified organisms. And that's what the alfalfa is, a common forage crop. We rely on it so that we can have organic beef and organic milk, natural organic beef and milk. But this stuff flying around in the air will kill the ability of any farmer who wants to do natural or organic to be sure that their product is natural and or organic. And the only reason they're doing this genetically modified stuff, and this is how cynical this is. Monsanto and their ilk have created a seed which does not allow it to be reproduced. So when the stuff grows, mostly things, when corn grows, you take the seed from it and you replant it. Or you take alfalfa seed, when the alfalfa grows and gets head on it, it has the seeds included in that. And these seeds are not reproducible. Not only will they affect the genetically modified seed, but they'll affect the other regular seed, and that will not be reproducible either. Do you understand what I'm saying? This kills 21 million acres of alfalfa that were grown in our country last year because Monsanto has so much influence, has paid so much money to so many congressmen, and they have influenced the process to the point of basically killing yet another crop.
Is there a farm association?
Yes, there are a number of them. I just joined the New England Farmers Union, and I belong to the Massachusetts Agriculture Society, the dairy organizations. There are a number of the NOFA folks, National Organic Farmers Group. They only have so much money. They don't have as much money as Monsanto and Dow Chemical do, and DuPont. They don't have that money. So as a result, the voices are heard. You know how difficult it was to get even some consideration for the family farmer in that stupid food bill that was passed? It was never really passed. It was added, tacked onto a bill, and the president signed it. And now they're all wondering, how are we going to fix this bill? That's what they're wondering. That's what the Congress says, well, the way we'll fix it is we won't fund it. I mean, this is stuff, sorry, folks, but, well, I'm not sorry.
You feel
need
better?
To know this.
You feel better?
You need to know this. No,
get
I feel
it out.
Bad. 21 after on Good Day.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass-pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Come.
After that last hooting and hollering, we all have to have a sense of humor, but we also all need to know what's going on. So you'll comment, I'm sure we'll have email. It's Doug@DougStefan.com. Meanwhile, we celebrate today on the Good Day program the publishing and first airing, is airing the right, the first performance of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. The 1st of February, 1862. The words were written by Julia Ward Howe, and the Battle Hymn of the Republic has been sung. Right, yeah. You know, this is, remember John Brown's Body? It's the same tune. Remember that from when you were in elementary school? Did you ever sing it or hear it?
No.
I don't know which came first, though. Anybody know? 800-510-8255. Which came first, John Brown's Body or the Battle Hymn of the Republic? I don't know. I'm either going to have to do some research on it now that I've thought about it, or we'll get back to you, or maybe you've got the answer to that question. 800-510-8255. Which came first? I admit to not knowing whether it was the battle hymn of the... In other words, where the song, the music was there, but it was used both John Brown's Body Lies...
The best version.
Yep. I'm going to rant a little bit more.
You got 2 minutes, then you're done with the ranting for the day.
This is sort of a metaphor.
Fun here.
A metaphor for our troubled financial circumstance. The government has been trying to make all the bills different. You know, all of the $1 bill hasn't been changed yet, but what? The $5 bill has been $10, $20, $50 bill. But there's a problem, apparently, with the presses. So the feds have shut down the production of the new $100 bill, has quarantined a billion It's actually pretty funny. The United States government has quarantined $1 billion. So how much is that? $1 billion.
That's a lot.
That's $100 billion, right? Which is 10% of all of the U.S. $100 bills. They're all in a vault in Fort Worth, Texas. The frustration level with people working at the Treasury and the Federal Reserve who came out with these new bills, apparently they pushed too hard to get them built. And the plates, oh, no, the movies about where they steal the plates to make their own, you know, the bad guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a billion unusable bills that are in this vault because they apparently didn't come out right. Guys, you know, they stand at the end of the line with a microscope and look at what these bills look like. And apparently they're all, there's a part of the corner that's all mushy. So, I don't know, that's technical or whatever, but it's all, the stuff's all kind of.
Happens all the time.
What? With the dollar, with the bills?
Bad bills, yeah.
Yeah.
Misprints.
You think so? $1 billion worth?
About $1 billion worth? My grandfather used to work at the mint.
Really?
Happens all the time.
Congratulations. 28 after on good day.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
Winter is really heating up at Rite Aid during Winter Rewards. That's right, cool temps mean hot values and prizes with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through February 26th, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products. You'll also be entered to win one of over 800 prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. Winter Rewards, now through February 26th, only at Rite Aid. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
It is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn here. We're trying to direct some of your thoughts and ideas toward those things that are important, thus the messages of derision in the last couple of minutes and stuff to think about, especially when it comes to the food choices that you have. Whatever you want in life, you got to give up something to get it. So what do we give up in terms of the food? What do we have to give up? We want to have good local food. So what do you have to give up if we want things better? Anybody got any ideas about that? 800-510-8255. Richie, what do we give up? You hear me all the time talking about success and future and getting something out of your life and what's required in order to win. But the bargain basement apparently doesn't exist here anymore. So we got to do something. There's got to be a trade-off. I didn't think that we had a trade-off. I was hoping we didn't have to trade things off for good food and healthy living and that sort of thing. But there's so much push. And one of the best examples of how these people are sort of inculcating, is that the right word, we're interwoven into the fabric, is to see what's going on with politicians and lobbyists in the Super Bowl. I get to that. And it's not just the pizzerias that are having a big time this Sunday. The Paul's having a big time. Wait till you hear some of the stories about that. 800-510-8255. We played in celebration of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, a version of it, a couple of versions, actually, because today is the anniversary of when it was first sung in 1862. Weldon calls from Lake City, Florida. To Good Day. Hi.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Okay.
Good. You appreciate getting good, fresh, local food, do you?
Oh, yes, I do.
All right. Well, you better be making some noise to support the furtherance of that. Otherwise, you're not going to have any. I don't know how you do it other than continue to buy local, but be very vocal. Watch what's going on in your local community with support for local agriculture, local selectmen, city councils, county government, all that stuff. Very important. Because otherwise you're gonna get food that's coming from China, and I'm telling you that's what's gonna happen if we don't watch this more carefully than we have. Anyway,
I believe you.
All right. So the Battle Hymn of the Republic. What do you know about the Battle Hymn of the Republic?
Well, according to my understanding of history, the song "John Brown's Body" with the music existed before the Julia Ward Howe wrote.
But John Brown, who was John Brown?
He was a violent radical abolitionist. He was the leader of the group that seized the arsenal at Harper's Ferry, Virginia, in 1859.
Starting and basically the seeds of the Civil War. Basically sowing the seeds of the Civil War. Right.
Yes, he surely was.
Right. Okay.
And so far as I understand it, Julia Ward Howe was working as a Union Army nurse in Washington, and what she saw of the battle scenes or the casualties coming in from the battlefield
right.
prompted her to write this story, to write the poem. But as I understand it, it did not become the song that we're so familiar with until after the war. In other words, it was after the war that her poem and the music.
She wrote the poem during the war, and it didn't get put together till after the war. Okay, I think you may be right on that. The words first appeared in 1862. But there are some, and I don't know that this doesn't have to be a big fighter discussion, whether it was 1862 or 1865, wherein the words were first put in with the music. But it's right around the time of the Civil War. We do know that.
That's
right? Right. All right. Thank you for that clarification. Good to hear from you, sir. Thank you for listening. 800-510-8255. Somebody called Richie and said one of the other problems with the $100 bills that they put away is that they got crinkled. I think that's the same corner where they get mushed when they were being printed.
Yeah.
Now, one would wonder how that would happen because they're printing these big sheets. How could they get crinkled like that? Because they're in these great big sheets as they come across the printing press.
Maybe the corner ones are the ones that got crinkled, or maybe after they cut them.
Yeah, okay, after they cut them, that would make sense. Mark calls Good Day from Cadillac, Michigan. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. Well, you're a farmer, are you?
Yes, I am. I'm a chicken farmer. And I was just calling in to say I was just recently shocked by a natural food store here in Cadillac. And then I found out with other food stores really what's going on with the GMO feed. Here I've been farming, and I had no clue what any of this is about. Mm-hmm. I did some research on my own, and I found it really incredible that I could not find hardly any information on the Internet regarding GMO feed. And when I did further investigations on this, the death rate with mice with GMO feed is very well documented.
Yeah, you know, that's a wonderful story in and of itself. If you want to kill mice and rats, feed them this GMO feed. The stuff that's made, the grains and things that are made with GMO altered feed, you put it on the floor. And you don't need rat control. You don't need cats, and you don't need decon. You just let them eat this stuff, and it kills them. So what the hell is that doing to the cattle that's eating it, or the chickens that are on your farm? And what's that doing to the people who are eating the meat that's produced by the chickens or the cows? Right? Isn't that the question?
Well that really is the question. Genetically, they're saying since 1996 when this has been introduced, the long-term effects by the time we find out with humans, since
right.
it's been very
30 years.
Very limited testing.
Yeah, it'd be 30 years. Yeah.
Yeah, this is very dangerous, and it kind of ties into what you were concluding just a few moments. What do we do to bring better food to people? We really need to be educated on this stuff. And then secondly, we just need to understand that local does mean it's more expensive. We can't compete with the Tyson chicken farms and big commercial growers. And if people are educated and they've got that choice, I think people would be very willing to pay more for local feed.
You are so right, Al. And I give you my example. You know that I'm a dairy farmer. I sell raw milk in my store for $9 a gallon, and we ran out of milk on Sunday. That shows you...
Yep.
How if this is what you're exactly right. People will pay. It costs more. And if everybody can't pay, you all want to go to Walmart and buy those who, can't afford anything else, or you think you can't, then that's okay. You make that decision. But the people who have made an educated decision, a choice to buy things that are healthy for their body, in their estimation, ought to be able to have that choice. What the government is doing is taking that choice away from you by approving this kind of stuff and continuing to thwart the efforts of the small farmer to get bigger and satisfy the needs of the people, as you're suggesting, Mark, who want to buy local food. That's really what this is all about. This is about the big companies trying to drive the small guys out of business so they can control everything. And anytime you want a good bottle of milk or a good piece of chicken or turkey or beef or whatever it is, you won't be able to find it because there won't be any left. 30 years from now, right. As you this genetically modified feed continues to kill off or affect people, we're going to have more cancers. I mean, people, I want to scream this stuff. And people hear the passion in my voice. And Richie says, oh, we got to go on and have some fun. You need to be able, there's nobody else in this country who's talking about this. And I don't mean that to stick my, I'm not pounding my chest. Doug Steffen is a wonderful guy. What bothers me is that everybody else is so deaf or not interested in what the future of your children and your grand. You hear it all the time.
Nobody's not interested.
The politicians.
They're just not connected to it like you guys
well,
are.
The connection is to everybody, Richie. You eat every day.
I understand
Jennifer
that.
Jennifer eats every day. All the people listening to the program eat every
I'm
day.
I'm not saying that we don't use it. I'm just saying that we are oblivious to it. So that's okay. That's where it's important for you to talk about it.
Yeah.
Now let's go have some fun.
I could comment on one last thing,
sure.
With the economy going the direction it is, more people are getting involved in farming, even if it's just your own backyard.
Right.
And so an easy first step really is buy heirloom seeds. Go on the web.
Yep.
They're very available, and that's a great start.
Yeah, you're right about that. As a matter of fact, Mark, why don't you send me an email, doug@dougsteffen.com, with a site or two that you think I ought to put up on the website, and I'll do that for you or for all of us, okay? Please do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, I will do that.
All right, thanks, sir.
Thank you very much for
you're
taking
welcome.
My call.
Yep, happy to do it. You've underscored the message here big time. All right. Am I going to get my blood pressure?
Yeah, you're getting my blood pressure.
Well, but you know what? You need to have your blood pressure.
Hey,
you cook for your family. You've got two children, beautiful kids.
God.
And
stop it.
Well, I'm telling you, 30 years when they're in their 40s,
I understand.
They're going to be eating this. They'll have eaten this crud.
You and I
and
are on the same. You don't have to argue with me. We're on the same page.
All right.
I'm just saying that 35, 43 minutes of it is enough.
All right. Well, maybe.
You've done your job.
Wait,
well done.
See what other calls come in. 800-510. I'm going to encourage people.
Prove Richie wrong.
800-510-8255. You know what else? I feel like telling that TSA story again about the soldier, too.
You
I think I'll
get
do
it
that.
All out this hour, because after that, I'm cutting you off.
I'm doing that TSA soldier story again. All right, anyway, Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God.
Happy Valentine's Day.
All right. Wait a minute, hold on. Paula.
Jeez.
In North Carolina, hi.
Hi. So I just got a question.
Yeah.
You were talking about spreading the seed around and that it will kill the mice and the rats and all like that.
Yeah.
You know, they say the honeybees are dying off. Could this be an effect on the honeybees also?
You know, there's a stroke of genius to your call. The day before yesterday, I was reading, when I was on a plane last Saturday, I read something in one of my farm magazines about that very thing, and whether or not if in fact the GMO stuff can kill rats, isn't it likely that the GMO, when the bees go to pollinate the corn in this circumstance, or other things that may be genetically modified, but mostly corn, are they getting a hold of something that's killing them? That question has not been answered, but there has been a suggestion, and I'm betting that you're right, Paula. I'm betting you're right.
Yeah, because I know the county up from us has honeybee hives all in through their fields for the crops.
Yeah, right. We're killing ourselves because we're letting these big multinational corporations like Monsanto and Dow and DuPont run the country, and it's for them and their stockholders. But now, I wonder if the stockholders wonder if they ever even know that they're killing their own grandchildren. You got to wonder about that.
Yeah.
All right, Paula. Thanks for the call.
Bye bye.
Awareness. Knowledge is power. 800-510-8255.
I wonder if they know they're killing their own grandchildren.
Well, what are they doing?
Killing their grandchildren and bees.
Yeah.
The bees thing scares me more than anything.
Yeah, it really does.
That thing scares me to death.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't scare you to death, but it ought to scare us to do something.
Scare my grandchildren
about it,
to death.
Stop
this killed
stuff.
Them.
Yeah. You know, everybody's worried about Mubarak. The hell with Mubarak. Let's take care of what's going on here. Maybe Mubarak. Could be the face of genetically modified food. If you eat genetically modified food, you're going to look like him after 30 years.
Are we the only country that uses genetically modified food?
No. It's everywhere now. But countries in Europe don't use it. They got smart to it and threw it all out. You can't find it in Europe.
If it's everywhere where and it's not in Europe, I know it's not in the Middle East. It's certainly not
China? Well, they're having a big time in China. Selling, really? Selling everywhere in China. Biggest customer for Monsanto.
South America?
Yep. I would think that you would find a lot of it in Brazil. I don't know about Brazil. Brazil's pretty...
Yeah, they're pretty
Brazil
green.
And Chile are pretty smart about this. But, you know, we aren't. We're dumb. Dumb. All right, we got to smarten up people about Valentine's Day. Because Valentine's Day is 2 weeks from yesterday. So here's the special this week from ProFlowers.com. 100 blooms of love. L-U-V, love. 100 blooms of love. Plus a free, I do that every time. 100 blooms of love plus. I can't say plus after I say love for some reason or another. Anyway, you get the idea. You're going to spend $19.99, get the 100 blooms of love plus a free glass vase. And for those of you Doug Steffen listeners, you want an upgrade. You know how it's nice to get upgraded on the plane, right? So you get an upgrade with the Pro Flowers 100 blooms of love. Chocolates, a teddy bear, and lavender bath kit come additionally in the kit that they bring the flowers to the house of the person you love. And this comes with it, $10 more. For $29.99, you get all of this. 100 blooms of love, the glass vase, the chocolates, the teddy bear, the lavender bath kit. What a deal. And why would you wait right now while you're thinking about it? Go to ProFlowers.com. If you haven't tried ProFlowers before, there I am again. Flow Flowers. This is something that shows you how good they are. Every year at this time, they have put together packages of guaranteed flowers, guaranteed Valentine's delivery, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for 7 days. The deal expires on Friday, so here's what you do. You call 800-PRO-FLOWERS, mention Doug, or you go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone, and type in Doug, D-O-U-G. Proflowers.com, click on the microphone, type in Doug. Do not wait. The 100 Blooms of Love offer expires on Friday.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Has your computer been slowing down? Are you having problems with your email? Or when you go to the internet, is your browser taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. We help people just like you with computer problems you can't fix. With one easy call, we can help you get your computer working the way you want it, speeding it back up, making sure you can send and receive emails, and making the internet fun again. You'll speak to a U.S.-based technician who knows what they're doing, who can usually fix your computer on the very first call. If your computer's been slowing down, you can't get your email to work, your internet's taking forever, or if you're not sure what's wrong, but your computer's just not working the way you want it, call My Computer Works, and we'll help you fast. Here's the number to call, 1-800-646-1320, 1-800-646-1320. Toll free, that's 1-800-646-1320.
This
message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Near you.
Before we get technical with Alex Goldfein, Helen in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, WRAK, wants to be heard. Okay, Helen, you have GMO modified food on your mind, as many of us do. Go ahead.
Yes, I have heard, I don't know where I heard it, that the modified corn that kills the corn earworm, the pollen from the corn is blowing onto milkweed plants, which is the major food of the monarch butterfly caterpillar. So the caterpillars die, and we have no more monarch butterflies. You know, they have declined tremendously in the last couple of years.
What these people in their quote-unquote science have failed to recognize or failed to study or failed to care about is the impact this stuff has on the food chain and life in general on the planet. They are only interested in their own corner of the world, and the rest of the world be damned. We want to sell more seed, good for the stockholders, good for the company, but they don't realize is that they're killing themselves and their families. They don't give a damn. And I think that's what we have to keep in our mind, Helen. You've got to demand local food, know where it's grown, go see the farm, go to the dairy, and keep propping this up. Otherwise, it'll be taken away from you and your family. All right?
I have my own vegetable garden, so I do grow my own vegetables.
Well, if the first pass at the food safety bill that they wanted to pass last year took away from you the ability to buy and grow your own garden. Now that was taken out of it, but that was one of the first proposals. So that's how serious these people are about controlling the food supply. All right? Thanks, ma'am. Yep, nice to talk with you. Do you know which major cell phone brand has had a major drop in sales over the past couple of years? Alex Goldfein, who's our technology tailor, has the answer for us next here on Good Day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Aquanasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
News from leading cell phone manufacturer Nokia this week. The company's profits fell a dramatic 21% in the fourth quarter, dropping its worldwide market share to 32% from 34% in 2009. The new CEO, Stephen Elop, is a former Microsoft executive, and he said that big changes are coming from Nokia. This is according to the New York Times. Now, this is good. This company has needed big change for years. First, Nokia stopped making interesting, exciting products at least 2 years ago, probably longer. Second, Nokia hasn't effectively communicated with consumers for years. Any semblance of effective outgoing marketing in the United States has been missing for a long, long time. Thirdly, Nokia has continued to insist on making its smartphones with its proprietary Symbian operating system. In doing so, it has watched the world, which includes the iPhone, the BlackBerry, and all those Android phones, pass it by. Look for Nokia to announce Android and even Windows-based smartphones soon. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers, and if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Next up, do you know somebody with unstoppable energy who makes a positive difference in your community? If so, Energizer wants to nominate these people for the Energizer Keep Going Hall of Fame. Brian Osich has more on the search to highlight the special people who persevere and help others.
On the field, Cal Ripken Jr. was a lot like the Energizer Bunny. And since then, the Hall of Famer hasn't skipped a beat with his nationwide community work. Now Ripken, who was the first member of the Energizer Keep Going Hall of Fame, is helping lead the search for unstoppable people making a positive impact.
You have till February 4th to nominate somebody. If you think they're worthy of the Energizer Keep Going Hall of Fame, all you have to do is go to energizer.com/hall.
After getting diagnosed with a rare cancer, last year's inductee, Jennifer Goodman Lynn, started one of the country's fastest-growing cancer research fundraisers.
The whole impetus was to create a place of energetic people in their community that's using it for their influence for positive effect in the community.
First prize is $10,000 and $5,000 to the winner's charity of choice, but to Ripken, the real reward is priceless.
To me, the most motivating part of this is the stories are so inspiring, and we want to collect those stories.
For more, the site is Energizer.com/Hall of Fame. That's Lifestyles from Energizer.
59 past the hour. Doug Stafford's Good Day program for Tuesday the 1st.